From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. A South Florida Fair Housing Group is suing a Miami apartment complex after testing it for race-based discrimination. Housing Opportunities Project for Excellence, known as HOPE, filed a lawsuit against the owner of a Miami apartment building after finding that they offered units to a Hispanic tester and not to an African-American tester. Reporter Nadege Green is covering the story for the Miami Herald.
Part of why HOPE does this is because, you know, people might assume that, you know, these things don't happen anymore, that it's not happening in Miami or in the local South Florida area. And when they do these testings, it's not a gotcha, you know, because you don't know what the outcome will be. But it is to show in these cases that there are some landlords out there who are still discriminating against individuals based off of their race.
The housing group's effort was partially funded by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, which supports random discrimination testing. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office is now facing a lawsuit over the death of an officer who was killed while escorting President Obama's motorcade. WLRN's Marva Hinton has details.
The widow of a Jupiter police officer filed the lawsuit, which accuses the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office of negligence. Her husband, Bruce St. Laurent, died in September of 2012 after he was struck by a pickup truck. This crash occurred while he was preparing to shut down a stretch of I-95 ahead of President Obama's motorcade. Brenda St. Laurent is suing for unspecified damages. The lawsuit claims the sheriff's office negligently allowed the driver of the truck to enter the highway by not cordoning off a southbound entrance to I-95. A Florida Highway Patrol report found that the truck driver was neither speeding nor distracted. The FHP report also noted that the driver slammed on her brakes but couldn't avoid crashing into the officer's motorcycle. A spokeswoman for the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday the agency had not been served with the lawsuit and could not comment on it. St. Laurent was a 20-year veteran of the Jupiter Police Department. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Drowning is one of the leading causes of death for children under the age of 4 in Florida, and that's why child welfare officials are launching a statewide water safety campaign this summer. The message from the Department of Children and Families to parents and caregivers is simple. The agency wants adult eyes on kids at all times when they have access to water. The campaign will also focus on the importance of swimming lessons and providing resources so more kids have access to lessons. Florida officials estimate more than 24 child drowning deaths have been called into the Florida Abuse Hotline since January. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.